أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا
Huzur says, in my last sermon, I had talked about the natural disasters of the earthquakes and hurricanes and floods, and the earthquake that was that happened in the north of Pakistan recently. People raised many questions and put many questions before their scholars. And all the ulama did accept that these disasters is because of the excessive sinfulness and moving away from God. And it is a punishment and a and a punishment from God. They also said that it has no link with the coming of Messiah. And the question, the questioner also asked this question, and the scholars, the religious scholars, always give this a proof that the coming of Messiah will be near the Day of Judgment. And some people tell a different time, and they say it is to come. And one of the person has said very definitely it's about 700 years still outstanding for his coming. And they do not think anyone is going to make any research into that matter. Previously, they used to say that though the Messiah and Mahdi will appear in the 14th century, but he has not appeared yet. And the 14th century has not ended yet, and there is much time for it to end. Then the 14th century also passed away. And by some ignorant mullahs, anyway, they are all ignorant who have not accepted promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, but some of them said, that 14th century has prolonged and it's not ending. And someone said, what things of ignorance you talk about. And then some so-called doctors and other ulama had an opportunity to gather people and address them. They took the stand. That the coming of Messiah is the sign of coming of Day of Judgment, therefore the time has not come. And some Arab scholars did acknowledge accepting this against the previous view that Hazrat Jesus has died. And at the same time they also said that the hadith and the traditions of coming of Messiah is all wrong and no one will appear now. And that we who are the religious scholars, or there is the departments of religious knowledge that is enough to revive religion, the religion. In any case, they had no proof to prove it, to establish it, but they insisted. And then they started giving false religious pronouncement against the Jamaat. And those who gave religious pronouncement against Jamaat Ahmadiyya, they attributed such things and such teaching which has no distant link with our teaching. It has no connection. And they create hatred and disturbance against the Ahmadis. They are based those religious pronouncement against the Ahmadis based on those wrong opinion about our teaching. We only say this much in the word of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Lanatullahi alal kazibin wal fasiqeen. Curse be on the liars and of the unrighteous. And the matter of these who are giving a religious pronouncement, we give it over to God. Recently, there are two new pronouncements have been issued. In any case, the sympathy we have for the general Muslims in our heart, and the duty we have of conveying the message, the task which has been given over to me, keeping that in view, I will talk about the advent of Messiah and Mahdi as to whether this is the time of his coming or not. As I had said, to some extent, to a certain time, all the ulamas were united that his advent will take place on 14th century, and all the holy men of the past and the scholars had given the news that this time which is to come was of the appearance of Messiah and Mahdi. And the people who lived then, that is the time of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, or near to his time, observing the situation of the Muslims, they were sure that soon the Mahdi will appear. And they used to pray to God at that time. Such people who had a feeling for the religion of Islam, that may Allah support this sinking ship of Islam. But I will give you references of those who were either before promised Messiah or in his time. In the time of 100 years ago of promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, himself has put these matters before us. But because people are raising this question again, therefore I am taking it up again, and we should continue to remind them to convey the message so that the Jamaat has the realization of conveying their duty of conveying the message, and also the means Allah has provided us by which a large majority of other people can hear our message. The first is of Hazrat Ni'matullah Wali, may Allah have mercy on him, who was a holy man of miraculous nature. He says in his Persian poem that after 1200 years have passed, the amazing sign will appear and Mahdi and Messiah will appear. Then Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddas Dahlavi, who died in 1136 Hijra, he says that Allah has told me that the day of judgment is near and Mahdi is about to appear. And he says further, this is from his book Tafhimate Ilahiya. Similarly, he had said that the date of appearance of Mahdi will be Chiraghdeen, which the numerical value of those letters is 1286. Then Nawab Siddiq Hasan Khan Sahib writes, whose son Nawab Nurul Hasan Khan, who did not accept promised Messiah, but he has also has reported from Imam Jafar Sadiq that Imam Mahdi will appear in 200 years, that is after 1000 years have passed, that is 1200 Hijra. So he says, I say that with this calculation, the Messiah should appear in 1300 century, and this is past, Mahdi has not appeared. Now 14th century has come and 6 months have passed, may Allah may have mercy. But he does pray this, but he does not believe in promised Messiah. And promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says that Nawab Siddiq Hasan Khan says that no claimant can pass the 1400 centuries, that is of Messiah and Mahdi, that all these news and visions point towards 14th century. So promised Messiah says that the moon also increases in its illumination till 14 night. And it says in the Holy Quran a reference to it. And then there is a Maulana Sayyid Abdul Hasan Ali Naqvi, Muhtaman Talim Nudbatul Ulama. He says, he is also not believing in promised Messiah, rather they are one of the opponents, but he says that the Muslims were in a defeated state because of loss of hope and despair. And by looking at various movements, and they the people have despaired in trying to reform through normal means, and people were waiting for one appointed by God. Some people thought that at the end of 13th century, Messiah and Mahdi must appear. And they were talking about this a great deal. This proves that the time of promised Messiah is now, but they were not ready to accept the claimant. Then he says that the world of Islam is suffering various diseases, religious and spiritual diseases, and there was a despair found everywhere, and they used to worship graves, and they clearly talked of other than God, and there were superstitions in every home, and such a situation were demanding such a reformer who should defend Islam against this ignorance thoughts, and should with great courage will invite towards the unity of God and tradition, and with the great powers he should raise the slogan of only one and only God. This all was happening, and they have accepted at that time, and even now they do accept, but they say we don't need a Messiah. A Messiah yet, or that the time of Messiah and Mahdi has not come yet. That is the religion which Allah has sent as a perfect and complete faith. It was in a most pitiable state, but Allah did not care what is happening to his religion. And against his promises, God forbid, Allah was going against his promises. And who had to raise the Messiah and Mahdi according to his promises was not raising him. Hazrat Abu Qatada reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the signs of the Day of Judgment will appear 200 years after 1,000 years. Hazrat Qadri explaining this says that it means that after 1,000 years there will be 200 years, which means 1,200 years all signs will appear, and that time will be of the advent of Messiah and Mahdi. All these things have proved that this was the time of advent about which we claim, rather than the present ulama who explain that so many hundred years are still remaining. The quotations that I have read of the different imams and Shah Waliullah Sahib, we have noticed that the time of Messiah and Mahdi, they all agree, was after the 12th century. They did not say that he will be in 19th century or 20th century or on such and such time. But everywhere they have mentioned the 12th century, and which proves clearly that more or less at the same time the Messiah and Mahdi will appear. And Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlavi, who was the Mujaddid of 12th century, he had said it was 1268. So this more or less is the same time when Messiah and Mahdi was being expected. About this, Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has referred to the verse of the Holy Quran, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, that the numerical value of the letters of this verse is 1275, that whosoever had to link the latter-day people with the earlier people, he had to appear at that time, about which all people were expecting, and the need was there. And Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, this is the year when I was reaching my spiritual adult age, and Allah was preparing me for this appointment. So all these matters are not incidental or coincidental. If these scholars, if they are truly scholars, they should reflect and ponder that these are the news of the old holy men, and they are ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Holy Quran has gave some indications of the time of Messiah, a coming of Messiah. They should reflect over them and do not mislead the general public by saying that all these signs have no link with the advent of Messiah, and all these natural disasters have no link with it. About defining the time of Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has established from the Holy Quran. But before I say that, let me mention a hadith which shows that the scholars today, this is what you can expect, that this is what sort of answers and replies they will be giving. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As reports that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that Allah will not take away the knowledge from them at once, but gradually the knowledge will disappear when there will be no scholar. People will make the illiterate people their scholars, and they will ask them the religious matters, and they will be misled, and they will be misleading others. From this hadith, the so-called ulama who have misguided the people, have kept them away from recognizing the Messiah and Mahdi, or I tried to keep them away from searching and finding him. This hadith has made it clear their situation. But this situation is also expected, is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So by looking at the situation of these scholars, people should not keep silent, but by trying our best, we should make effort and tell them their situation, but that not accepting the word of Allah and His Messenger, this will be their end, where there is nothing except winning the displeasure of Allah. So, O the Muslims, if you want to find the pleasure of Allah, and you want to save your world and your religion and your hereafter, you should reflect over this, the situation of today, and search and look out in case this time is of Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the pitiable state of the Muslim, and these disasters that we see, are they not a outcome of the hard-hearted people? As I said, that in this time about the advent of Promised Messiah, we find the signs in Hadith and the Holy Quran, and I will mention one or two with reference to Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam's writings. We have observed that the day-to-day scholars and those scholars who were near the time of Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, they had all acknowledged that the situation of the Muslims and of Islam is most pitiable. However, (clears throat) However, the promise with us was that the faith had disappeared and a man will bring it back from the distant stars. But they have not, this has not been fulfilled, but as a result of not reflecting over this, they think the faith is not coming back or the Messiah has not appeared. But when this verse was revealed, وَآخَرِنَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, someone asked a question that who are these latter-day people? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hand on the shoulder of Sahaba Salman Farsi that if the faith were to disappear and go to the distant stars, one among them will bring it back. People do talk of the faith have disappeared from the face of the earth and had gone to the distant stars. But they also say that this time has not yet come of Messiah. But Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did not end the matter there, but has also pointed out some other signs, which from which we learn the latter day time and also the time of Antichrist. Hazrat Promised Messiah says that to prove this matter, that this is the latter day time in which Messiah should appear. There are two types of proofs. Firstly, those verses of the Holy Quran and the tradition of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which shows that the time of the Day of Judgment is near. Which does not mean that there are only a few hours left, but that the time is moving towards it. As it says that to discard the camel mount, as it says, وَإِذَا الْإِشْعَارَ عُتِّلَتْ, says in the Holy Quran, that when the she-camels will be discarded. Promised Messiah says that the time of Antichrist and its signs, where the material knowledge and scientific knowledge will be discovered and also new inventions will be discovered, and one of them is that the she-camel will be discarded and will not have any value. Isharo is the she-camel which is childbearing and which is greatly honored among the Arabs. It is, of course, this has no link with the Day of Judgment, that there should be a she-camel become pregnant. But this indicates the invention of a railway line, so that the she-camel is no longer needed. And it is said this should be a sign for the latter-day time. That this should be not be linked, should be linked to the situation of the world, not of the hereafter. Then it says, "Vaizan nufuso zubbejat," when people will be linked together, and this mentions the new ways of communication that people will. Because of the means of transport and the means of travel, people will have been linking, and now we have many other means. People can see each other and talk to them. And one nation will meet the other nation, and there will be distant trades. And there will be more friendly link between nations. So this prophecy is, we see it being fulfilled in this time. So Promised Messiah says, he says, وَإِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, when the sun will be covered, that there will be total ignorance in the world and of sinfulness in the world. about is an Nufuso Zuvijat. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah has created all means of preaching, the printing press, the paper, the postal system, and all this is like one country and one city, and all these now we can take the means of phonograph of tabligh. Then there is the newspapers and other publications which you don't find in any other time before. I was talking about is the Shamso Kubirat. Promised Messiah says that there will be total darkness and sinfulness will spread over the world. Then he says, Vaizan Najumo Kadirat. When the stars will dim, that is, the sincerity of the ulama will disappear. As it says, that these religious scholars, according to this old prophecy, cannot find the light of sincerity as long as they do not have a link with the Messiah. Similarly, the previous people were waiting and left this world, and these people will also depart. But the Muslim Ummah must remember that by being waylaid by their words, they must not lose their world and hereafter. And they cannot find this excuse that our ulamas had guided us to this. The verse which I had recited, in which Allah has said that no soul will take the burden of another soul. So this is a point of pondering and reflection. Then there is another prophecy of the Holy Quran, Vaizal Vahusho Hoshirat, that when the nations which are not have the on the civilization, they will be coming back to civilization, and all these prophecies are being fulfilled. Vaizal Vaizan Sohfo Noshirat, that there will be much publications and people will have easy access to books and publications. Then it says, Vaizal Biharo Sujirat. That when the oceans will be split, now the rivers have been linked up, the oceans have been linked up, they have set up canals and rivers, and this is all because of these signs. And about the advancement of the Western nations, there are more progress into this means. All these signs shows that this is the day, later days, and these were linked to the coming of Antichrist, and at that time Messiah would had to appear. So when these signs are being fulfilled, why are they still waiting for the Messiah to come? Why do they try to link Messiah with the Day of Judgment? This is their insistence, and may Allah give them guidance. There is another hadith about the sign of coming of Messiah, and this is such a hadith that whenever Ahmadis present to them, the opponent have no escape. And that is the eclipse of the sun and the moon. And Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has offered this sign as a proof of his truth. Even if you were to accept that Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani alayhi salatu wasalam is not Promised Messiah, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given a challenge that this sign will never appear except for Messiah and Mahdi. Then they should present someone else, a claimant, because the sign has appeared twice. Even after appearance of this sign, they say this is not the time of Messiah. Hazrat Muhammad bin Ali of Imam Raqib said, there are two signs for our Mahdi, and that ever since the heaven and earth has been created, those signs have not appeared for the truth of someone. Firstly, that the first of date of the moon, there will be the eclipse, and there will be solar eclipse on the middle night. And this sign has never appeared to back anyone else before. Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says that the Messiah had to come in Gog and Magog times, because it is the root of fire, as Allah has said that it is such people who have used fire for the service of their work, in the service of their work, and they see their aeroplanes, their railway, their cars will run with the fire, and they will be more advanced in putting a fire to work. And they are the nations and the people of the West who are so expert and skillful in the expertise of using fire that no one can, other else can do it. In the old books which were given to the prophet of children of Israel, the Europe are called Gog and Magog. They have even had mentioned Moscow, which was the center of Russia at the time. And therefore, that is the time of Gog and Magog. Therefore, the imams in Islam, by finding the knowledge from Quran and Hadith, that the Messiah and Mahdi will appear at that time. And the situation and the circumstances are showing, and this is the pitiable state of the Muslim, that this should be the time. And the Holy Quran has given signs, which I have mentioned. These are all referring to the latter-day people. So when these are the signs, you must understand this is the time of promised Messiah. So this brilliant sign, which have been put out as a challenge, Imam Baqir has explained it, that at the time of promised Messiah, the moon and sun had to eclipse. So then to say this is not the time of Messiah yet, it is to invite Allah's punishment and Allah's wrath. They admit themselves that these natural disasters are a cause of our mistakes and our sinful living. And the verse that I had recited at the ending part of it, which I had given a reference of the writing of Promised Messiah in my last sermon, Allah had said it clearly, that we do not punish a people till we send a prophet and establish the truth on them. And therefore, by declaring these are punishments, they should also reflect on this part of the verse. And rather than saying this is not the time of Messiah, or it is not linked to him, or that there are still 726 or 728 years still remaining, or 200 years are still remaining, or rather than saying that this is all wrong, that this is the time, and trying to put it off. rather than rejecting this warning of Allah, they should seek guidance from Him and try to come under His, under Allah's protection. May Allah give understanding to all the Muslims who are not understanding this strong warning, and so-called ulama or other are in the pleasures of the world, and they are such evil ways that therefore other people are non-Muslims are attacking Islam, as a cartoon has now been published in which they are creating an uproar. It is their own doing which is giving an opportunity to the opponents, and now it is Jamaat Ahmadiyya alone who, according to the teaching of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, does reject such things, and they do have an influence. In Denmark, the editor of the newspaper, who have rendered apologies, firstly they was insisting that whatever we have done is right, but when our delegation met them and explained to them, and on their explanation they have rendered an apology, and in their presence they acknowledge that we have made a mistake, for which we apologize. And now it is happening other places, and Jamaat should go and meet them and explain to them, because some problems are occurring because of our own people's doing, which gives an opportunity to the opponents to do such attacks. In chapter Takwir, where there are prophecies about this time, there are also prophecies about the victory of Islam and the progress of Islam linking with the Messiah, and the news has been given. Therefore, one must not be in this misconception that without believing in promised Messiah, Islam will attain its glory, or these people will attain their glorious days. As their view is that the promised Messiah's work is not to kill the pigs. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, for which the Christians are enough because they kill them and eat them. So what is the need of a Messiah to take on this onerous task? May Allah give understanding to these ulama of Islam and the ummah of Islam, that they can recognize the truth. May Allah open their mind and guide them. Our work is to pray for them and to show them the guidance, and that we should continue to do. May Allah enable us to do so. Ameen.
عباد الله رحمكم الله.
الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.